It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, during 2015, more than 1,800,000 young men and women are graduating with various degrees from over 3,100 of America's colleges and universities. A brief look at how graduates made out last year reveals that 25% are employed at jobs related to their college degrees. 45% are employed at jobs that do not require a college degree, and 25% are employed at low-wage or part-time jobs. Many graduates in recent years reported that the jobs that they have do not pay enough for them to begin repaying their student loans. Now, I know that we're all looking forward to seeing job opportunities for graduates the way they were 15 years ago, when more businesses were operating in America and more graduates had job opportunities upon graduation. What has changed in America? Well, in recent years, many jobs from research and development to production have been outsourced to countries all over the world. Today, imported items arrive in the USA ready to be stocked and sold in America's stores, leaving many levels of skilled workers out of a job opportunity. Now, in conjunction with the mission of the Buy American Made campaign, we urge America's consumers to support items made, assembled, serviced, and sold in the USA so that we can reverse this trend. By purchasing American Made, we will bring about more job opportunities in research and development, new production technology, management, manufacturing, sales, advertising, and dozens of other jobs that are part of operating a successful business in America. Now, during recent broadcasts of American Workers Radio, we discussed how America is participating in a growing number of international trade agreements. However, we also discussed that for America to be successful in any trade agreement, they need to have a growing number of American-made products, both large and small, available to sell on the international market. Otherwise, present and future trade agreements will simply help expand the market for foreign-made items to be sold in America. With your help, our supporters and all of you have been encouraging business owners and investors to reinvest in America, where skilled workers will be able to help them make operating a business a good investment. American workers are certainly depending on America's consumers now more than ever, so look for, ask for, and purchase items made in America first. This is Michael Blehosh every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.